Mix 92.6.
Hello and welcome to another podcast from Hertfordshire's Mix 92.6. I'm Andy Waterfield. Talking Pictures TV, based in Hertfordshire, came onto the air in 2015 and quickly became a firm favourite for many viewers. They are running an event at the Auburn Arena at the end of March. I spoke to the co-founder of the channel, Sarah Cronin-Stanley, about the event, and I started by asking her where the idea for Talking Pictures TV came from.
So it was me and Dad, basically, more Dad than I, because he's a lot braver than I am. And we realised that his age group just weren't being looked after on telly, and there was nothing he wanted to watch. And obviously we both worked in the industry and we used to sell films. So we would sell Channel 4, Channel 5, their black and white afternoon movie. And then they just stopped. And Dad says, this is ridiculous. You know, people born in the 1940s want to have something good to watch. And so Talking Pictures TV was born. And I mean, the joke is we went everywhere. We went to every bank, every media mogul, you name it. We knocked on their door and everybody told us we were mad. And I'm pleased to say that 7 years later, 5 million viewers a week, and it's still run by me and Dad and my husband, Neil.
I mean, it is a fascinating story. And I mean, you mentioned there that you were particularly thinking about people of your dad's age. And yet there seems to be quite a viewership across the age spectrum, doesn't there?
Absolutely. It's so refreshing. So I am not of my dad's age, obviously. And when you go on social media or come to an event or open some of the emails and whatever, it's very, very obvious that actually a much younger demographic are really getting into black and white telly or old colour serials. And they're probably watching it for different reasons, you know, spotting the cars, spotting what's changed. You know, we do a lot of the local area. I mean, obviously we're based in Kings Langley or Chipperfield, but there's loads of films that are all Watford, Hemel, St Albans, Rickmansworth, Chorleywood, you know, all this kind of area. And you're looking at them with different buildings as to what you grew up, you know, so that's quite exciting. Plus fashions, I think they're quite appealing, looking at the fashions from the 50s and 60s. So, yeah, so and also appreciating good films, you know, that were really made at a time where if you had a good script, it didn't really matter who the stars were. You know, you'd get a good film together for not a lot of money.
And I'm just fascinated that you were able to just start a television channel. And I know from articles I've read in newspapers, it talks about how you're doing it, you know, essentially from home. And yeah. I wondered to what extent that is a bit of newspaper poetic license. Is it true?
If only. Yes, I'm actually talking to you from my great big glass building offices in the middle of Soho. No, darling, it's very, very close to the truth. In fact, we built this little office. It's like a little shed, basically. And we've got three desks in here and about 8 million. I mean, you're welcome to come and have a look one day, but it's about 8 million film cans. I can't open the door. There's film posters everywhere. We've got stacks of VHSs we don't know what to do with, but we just haven't got the heart to throw them away. There's posters, thousands, and I mean thousands of cards from people saying thank you, which kind of keeps me going.
It is absolutely wonderful. How did you get the station noticed initially? Because I don't remember seeing a great big massive publicity campaign, because I should suspect there wasn't the money for it, was there?
Yeah, funnily enough, we didn't have a launch party. No, it was difficult. I'm not going to lie. I mean, we were quite lucky in that we've been running this film club, the renowned film club, for donkey's years, where we release our own old films on DVD. So we had a readership that was quite large that have always supported us. And when we said, look, we're thinking about doing this channel, you know, but you've got to spread the word. I mean, it really was people power that got us into the Radio Times, the TV Times, TV Choice. You know, it was nothing I could have said or done despite all my billions of letters and phone calls. And it was tough, but I got to be honest, it was people power that did it and spread the word, and it made such a difference. And then the celebs got on board. You know, we were so lucky. I mean, Vic Reeves phoned me up. and said, I love what you're doing. And I thought it was a mate of mine taking the mickey. I really did. But he, you know, he was a great ambassador for us. Mark Gatiss as well. He was brilliant. Danny Baker, Fern Britton, she was a brilliant, and her lovely, lovely dad, Tony Britton, was still alive when we launched. And I remember having a great chat with him about him seeing his films again back on telly. That was quite a moment.
It sounds wonderful. Who decides on the content?
So that's a joint decision. I mean, Dad does the schedules, and I kind of think that's what separates us apart. But we don't have a great big magical library where, you know, Gone with the Wind is on shelf two. You know, we have to go out, we have to buy the rights to the films, we have to research who owns them with a lot of them, because actually we probably wouldn't play Gone with the Wind because you'd come to us for films that you wouldn't see anywhere else. Mm. That's kind of our niche bit about us. Public opinion, you know, we get thousands of emails and letters and tweets. Can you play? Can you play? Can you play? Can you play? What about? What about? What about? But yeah, a lot of it is just all to do with licensing and rights. But going back to Dad, you know, he really does schedule every single day of the channel as a viewer with a pencil and pen.
Oh,
most other channels, or in fact, all other channels these days, let's be honest, are all done by a computer that tells you what rights you've got left and how many plays you've got left. You know, so it's not actually done sensitively by a person. It's all robot, and Dad is most definitely not a robot.
I've also noticed that over the years, you've also sort of gone into showing more archive television. There's no real channel at the moment showing much in the way of the huge television history that we have in the UK. And I wondered to what extent that was a conscious decision to show some of the forgotten about, lesser known, or just not seen for a while TV series. Because I've noticed you've just started showing Crown Court, haven't you?
Yeah, that was a big scoop. I mean, that hasn't been on TV since I don't know when. And the Black and White Saint, I was so proud of that. Mm. I mean, the Colour Saint episodes you can see all over the place. But the Black and White Saint, even when we licensed it, they were like, are you sure? I was like, yes. Upstairs, Downstairs, that was a big scoop for us. I mean, that hadn't been on British TV for donkey's years, and now it's everywhere. I mean, and that's the annoying thing, I've got to be honest. There are other channels that are now picking up things that they wouldn't have even thought about that we've played, and now they're playing. And the same with films, you know, some of the big boys are coming and buying the films that we've done well with, which means we can't renew them, we can't get them again. And that's getting a little bit worrying.
Is there that sort of competition between, especially for old television, that if one station picks it up, then suddenly there is that desire that other ones want it? And then
there wasn't. I mean, there wasn't before. You know, we were the first in so many films and series and different things that we're doing. But I mean, I suppose I should see it's flattery, you know, whatever. We were there first.
I mean, has there been anything that you would love to have shown that for whatever reason you couldn't, that you can tell us about?
Oh, everybody knows this because I mention it every time. Dixon and Doc Green, Evening All. I mean, that for me, if I could get that on Tea Time, on Talking Pictures, I feel like I've completed my life's work, because I've been trying to get that series for years. And not much of it exists. I mean, I'll be honest, a lot of it was wiped and never saved. But there are quite a few episodes that I would just love to see old Jack Warner back on Evening All. You know, I just think a lot would absolutely love that. And it means so much to so many people. It's funny, actually, the younger generation we were talking about, when we've started playing the Aneedin line on Sundays, as soon as I played the theme tune for the trailer, everybody went, oh, my God, it's bedtime. And I love that. And with Crown Court, everybody went, oh, I've got Delft School. Yes. So it's funny, you know, what different age groups, what that series means to, you know. It made me chuckle.
I have to say, it's thanks to your channel that I discovered the wonder that is Together.
Wouldn't you love to live there?
I would love to have lived in the apartment block for Together. And for listeners who aren't aware, you've missed a treat. Together was a Southern TV soap opera. And what I found amazing when I watched it is the fact that the second series was all done live. And sometimes it looked a bit like a dress rehearsal. It's bizarre, isn't it? It's fabulous. But
Wobbly doors.
You know, cameras not quite ready. It's great stuff. I mean, and...
Yeah, the cameras. What about the day room? You know, they almost look surprised. When like, as if, oh, there's a camera. Am I supposed to be saying something?
It's great.
I love it.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, a lot of things don't exist anymore or have been lost. And I noticed you've gone into making some original programs very much about that subject, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I love this series. So the Footage Detectives... on Sunday nights, 5 o'clock, is my dad, dear old dad, who is not in any way, shape or form an entertainer. And Mike Reed, good old totally poptastic Tony Blackburn's love child, Mike Reed. And we're now in our 63rd episode, I think, and the audience is just falling in love with Dad and Mike. And we're now getting incredible numbers, 130,000 viewers a week. Which is fascinating, considering it's literally filmed upstairs. I'm bursting the bubble now because it's supposed to be a cinema, but it's literally filmed. And that really is a labour of love. People send in their old films and we analyse them, find out where they were, look at the eras. We find our public information, but just any film that needs to be rescued. And then we put little stories about it. And the audience's participation has been phenomenal. So people are invited to call and write in. I don't even want to know what our postbag was today following last Sunday's, but hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of letters. And guess who has to read them all?
Do you know, that's something else I find absolutely amazing, is that how open you as a channel have been to people contacting you. Because most broadcasters go out of their way to make it almost impossible to do that, don't they?
Yeah, they don't have phone numbers, nothing. Some days I do question why we do that. And then other days I think, do you know what? We are probably the only channel, A, that listens to their viewers because literally they're talking down the phone to us, and B, takes on any criticism or, you know, be it good or bad. You know, we sort of sit back and go, oh, yeah, maybe they're right. Maybe we should do that. And I love the fact that people can ring up Dad and have a chat, you know, and bless him, he got spotted at the station the other week. I love this. So he was waiting for a train. I think it was King's Cross. He'll probably tell me off now because I probably shouldn't tell you this story. But he'd taken his girlfriend Maureen for dinner and they were at King's Cross. I think they'd been to see something. And they're waiting on the platform. And this guy comes up and he goes, are you the Footage Detective? Are you Noel? And Dad was so embarrassed, he sort of mumbled, oh yes, that's me, yeah. You know, he's so shy, my dad. How I get him up in front of the camera, I don't know, every week. And Dad came home and, you know, he couldn't stop talking about it for days. He was so enamored. This guy just went on about how much he loved the programme, what a great job Dad was doing. And I thought, when you do a tough job, as in the hours are long and the pay's not great, to get that kind of feedback from somebody that's watching your channel or your show, kind of, it means so much.
Okay, we've been talking to Sarah Cronin-Stanley from Talking Pictures TV. And it's fabulous because it is a free TV channel which people just seem to absolutely love. And you also have the ability now to watch things later, don't you?
Yeah, very. We're moving into the modern age now. We've gone online with the 7-day catch-up free website, TPTV Encore, tptvencore.co.uk. And also, if you have a Freeview connected telly, you can press the red button and you are taken to a world of nostalgia that you can watch anytime you like, all for free.
Is it fabulous? All for free as well. Now, talk about something else, which is a world of nostalgia. It's the event that's coming up at the St. Albans Civic Centre in a little while. This is a wonderful weekend celebration of old film and TV, isn't it? Tell us about it.
Yeah, sure. So the events are something we started years and years ago. They're not free. they help keep us going, I've got to be honest. But, you know, the tickets, it's a whole day event, and tickets are not a great investment, a huge investment, I should say, but a good investment for a whole weekend of entertainment. And we invite a load of stars that mean something to our audience. So we've got Sir Michael Parkinson, CBE, coming, Bonnie Langford. I was a huge fan of Bonnie Langford. Susan Hampshire, who I just adore. Beautiful, beautiful actress. Jeffrey Holland, Heidi High. He's going to be doing a, he's obsessed with Laurel and Hardy. And he does this amazing Mr. Laurel tribute kind of stand-up. So he's going to be doing a bit of that. Sarah Miles will be there. Love Sarah Miles. And, of course, Dad. Dad will be live on stage with Mike Reed. And then Caroline Munro, our gorgeous Caroline, the big screen queen who runs our Friday night cellar clubs. She will also be there as your host. Brian Murphy, good old Brian. He'll be there with his lovely wife, Linda Regan, to open the show. And then kind of mixed in, both days are completely different guests. So you won't see everybody on one day or both days. Apart from Caroline and Mike. In between are sort of short films that we found, long films. We've got a quiz that my son Archie does all about British B films. There's little bits of magic act. We've got the fabulous Lola singing tunes in the 50s and 60s. It's a proper day of nostalgia. And then there's loads of stalls and stuff in between. So in the lunch break, you can go and have a little mooch around and get yourself a CD or a DVD from Time Gone By for a pound. And Dad and I run the cafe. It's hilarious when you think about it, isn't it? But yeah, Noel can also make you a cup of tea.
And it is. I mean, it's a 2-day event, and it's a good value days. 11 o'clock until 7 each day, on the 25th and 26th of March. I mean, there's a lot to pack in, isn't there? It's good value.
Oh, it is. Yeah, £50 for 2 days full entertainment, I think, is pretty spectacular. And there isn't a moment where you're sitting there thinking, oh, gosh, what am I doing here? The other lovely thing is so many people come on their own and they all make friends and have a little chat because you've all got something in common. You all watch Talking Pictures and you could talk about what you watched yesterday or what you're looking forward to seeing. You can put questions to all the stars, come and meet them. It's a very much kind of like a community feel of passionate people about film and TV from years gone by.
I love the fact that Bonnie Langford's going to be there. I just think that's
absolutely... She's singing. She's going to sing.
She's an incredible singer, isn't she?
Yeah, beautiful voice. Beautiful voice. Yeah, I can't wait.
Fabulous. And the other thing I just wanted to mention as well is you also have a retail arm that you sell DVDs of films and programmes. Just tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, of course. So Renown, as I said earlier, you know, that's one of the reasons that gave us the confidence to kind of launch Talking Pictures was because we have this little free community. And we run a little free magazine that you can sign up for. It's sent out once a month. We've got loads of articles. We do a crossword. And yeah, we have books, CDs and DVDs from lots of nostalgic memories and stuff. And yeah, we've got about 48,000 members now. So it's a growing group, but again, it's a lovely little community thing, and we send out this free magazine in the post.
Fabulous. And it's full of all sorts of interesting goodies and things, isn't it? Absolutely wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, seriously, this is fascinating. Any forthcoming Talking Pictures TV highlights for viewers to look out for?
My personal favourite at the moment is I filmed a series with Melvin Hayes, Ain't Off Hot Mum Melvin, which was an absolute honour to work with Melvin. He's you know, a great, great British stalwart of film and TV. And I'm forever watching him now. He's popping up in everything as a little... He was a bellboy the other day in a film, and I thought, that's Melvin! I could hear his voice straight away. And he can't remember half the stuff he's done. It's so funny. He's adorable, Melvin. So that is a big little show that we've... A big little show that's a funny way of saying it, isn't it? But it's Thursdays, 3 o'clock, and Melvin presents a real gem from the 1930s. And everybody sort of goes away from 1930s films, but trust me, he's picked these for a reason. So I would definitely say tune in Thursdays, 3 o'clock, see Melvin Hayes.
And if there was a film or TV series that you could endlessly watch on repeat and you'd never tire it, see, my one is always Carry On Camping because it's silly. What would your film or TV show be that you could just happily sit and watch and watch and watch?
I love Gideon's Way. Oh. I'm a huge fan of John Gregson. And we've relicensed this series about 5 times now, but it's just so well made. And John Gregson's just bloody marvellous. Love him. Paul Temple Films. I love the Paul Temple Films. John Bentley, beautiful, beautiful chap. Great actor. And I love all his sidekicks. Patricia Dainton, who's a dear friend of mine, she plays his sidekick in some of them. So I like those. I do like the Sherlock Holmes films. Got to be honest, weird choice for me, but I do really enjoy them, and different Sherlocks as well. I'm a great fan of Jeremy Brett's, who we lost too soon. He's a good Sherlock, as well as Basil Rathbone, of course. Oh, and I like Laurel and Hardy. Are you a Laurel and Hardy fan?
Do you know what? I've probably not seen enough of Laurel and Hardy to know if I like it or not.
Funny. I mean, I've got to be honest, my little lad Archie, he's 13. And I played him a couple of Laurel and Hardy shorts, and I thought, is he going to get it? Because I'd already played Norman Wisdom, and we love Norman Wisdom in this house. And he proper belly laughed at Norman. So I thought, well, I've got a fighting chance. And yeah, he absolutely adored it. So I'm so pleased that, you know, 2023 and a 13-year-old lad is watching Laurel and Hardy and proper laughing. I think that's something to be very proud of, those boys.
And that is definitely what it is all about. That is absolutely fabulous. That is the Talking Pictures TV, a renowned pictures festival of film 2023, the Auburn Arena in St Albans on the 25th and the 26th of March. And where can people buy tickets from?
Oh, you can ring me. You can ring me free on 0808 178 8212. That's 0808 178 8212, or visit www.renownfilms, that's renown films.co.uk.
All the best to it. And Sarah Cronin Stanley from Talking Pictures TV, thank you very much.
Thank you. I owe you popcorn.
And thank you very much to Sarah Cronin Stanley, the co-founder of Talking Pictures TV. Free and exclusive access to more fabulous podcasts can be found on our website, mix926.com. You can also find out our full schedule and listen to all of our programmes from the last 7 days. That's mix926.com. And finally, don't forget to tune in. We are on air 24 hours a day across Hertfordshire, 92.6 FM.
Mix 92.6.